The Greater Accra Regional Police Public Relations Officer, DSP Freeman Tete, has described as successful rescue operations at the Malcolm disaster site at Achimota. DSP Tete told Radio Ghana that but for the professionalism of the security services and other bodies involved in the operations, there would have been more casualties. He identified crowd control as the greatest challenge encountered by the rescue team. DSP Tete spoke to Bubu Klenogo.
Officially, we declared not the operation, but a segment which is the search and rescue part of it has been declared officially over.
But now, what is currently going on? How will you describe it?
What I can say is that we are doing mopping up exercise. We are actually clearing the debris and ensuring that what we cannot term as a crime scene in the police parlance is preserved.
But then, how will you describe the whole rescue operation?
I can say that it has been highly successful. For the number that were rescued alive, this should tell you that we've actually done a good job to ensure that more people are alive than those dead. So this should tell you that the volunteers, members of personnel from the security service have done a very good job to make sure that we record only few dead. With due care or carefulness, we have been able to bring out a lot more people alive. In some places, even the mere pooling can result to death. But in our case, we've been able to ensure that nobody died in the course of being conveyed.
What were some of the major challenges that you faced in terms of the rescue operations?
We faced quite a lot of challenges. With logistics, the response was great and fantastic. With support, be it in terms of food and other material needs, the response has been fantastic. But a major challenge right from day one up to a certain point was crowd control, because the crowd was actually there before we came. So it was difficult managing them. But at the end of the day, we exhibited professionalism to create a restrained area or to a restricted area. And then we were able to seal all access and just allow authorized people to come in.
Will you say as a service and that of other security services and NADWO and the rest, you were that disaster ready and that your response didn't meet expectation? Were you ready for such disasters?
Well, I cannot say that we are ready for, but as personnel in the security service, all of us, the Ghana National Fire Service has a role to play, the police has a role to play, the military has a role to play, NADMO, the Ghana National Ambulance Service, and then among others, we all know the kind of work that we have to do. There's some kind of simulation exercise that has been going on in the past. But I wouldn't say it is of a skill that can confront this situation. But at the end of the day, our professionalism has come to bear on the good results that we have achieved today. The result attests to the fact that we've been highly professional, with a fantastic cooperation from the few volunteers that we had in our midst.
DSP Tete also cautioned the public not to rush to disaster scenes to avoid further disasters.
At the end of the day, we have done a good job.
What will you say was the contribution of the Israeli contingent that was there?
They have come to team up with their Ghanaian counterparts, and then they've made their impact. So we are in a global village. We depend on one another as countries in this world. So at the end of the day, you have a problem. Your brother has offered to help, and your brother has come to assist, and they've left. So they've made an impact towards the entire operation.
Moving on, what lessons have we learned?
Talking as a police officer and a spokesperson for the police, we are talking about law enforcement. We are talking about the need for to avoid recklessness and negligence. We are talking about the law working. We are talking about people living up to their responsibility and ensure that the right thing is done.
Greater Accra Public Relations Officer of Police, DSP Freeman Tete.